Okay, our next speaker is Terry Wheeler, and she will be speaking on the response varieties to verticillium wilt and bacterial blight in the southern high plains.
Thank you, Hillary. Let's see. All right. So I do these variety trials every year. This year we did three locations with verticillium wilt in producers' fields, and then the bacterial blight are inoculated trials done at our research station. And the bacterial blight trials are done in conjunction with our cotton breeder, Jane Deaver. So we're going to start with just the symptoms of verticillium wilt. The bright yellow chlorosis on the leaves is very eye-catching, very striking. And the disease, actually, it's a soil-borne disease, and it starts at the bottom part of the plant, and generally over a month or so, we'll move up the plant. You'll first start seeing symptoms probably sometime in July, but at least in the southern high plains, the really significant wilt symptoms generally start around the last week of August, and then typically some point in September we'll get quite a bit of defoliation in a year with good pressure. The protocol that I use, and the four sites were at Floydada, Plainview, Ropesville, and Seminole, and we had between 34 and 40 entries in a site, and every entry got at least two locations. There's four replications in a randomized complete block design. We put four seed out per foot of row with a cone planter, and then we count all the plants in those two rows, and then we go through and count all the plants with symptoms in the two rows in late August, and then mid to late September we do a defoliation rating. We collect yield and then analyze the fiber for HBI. So I'm really only going to present one of the sites. This was the best site. We lost one of the sites due to hail, lost the second planting due to wind. Our Seminole site had relatively low wilt. So we have two northern sites and the Floydada site. I'm going to present that. And the order of the varieties from left to right is going to be basically what was best was on the left, what was worst was on the right, as you look at that. Well, yeah, left to right for you. The Americott varieties are going to be red or red striped if they were experimentals. Bear is blue. Cropland Genetics is black or black striped for an experimental. Delta Pine is green, and Phytogen is yellow for a variety or yellow and black striped for an experimental line. So the first measurement is incidence of wilt, and the black line that goes across is basically everything below that black line was in the best grouping, the significantly best grouping of varieties. So in terms of wilt incidence, everything looked about the same. There's only a half dozen or so varieties that actually developed a high incidence of wilt in August. So that means this site developed wilt a little bit late at that point. You would have hoped to seen a little higher incidence at that point, but it is what it is. The defoliation was far more interesting. And the black line, again, everything below the black line are the best varieties in terms of defoliation. Now we're in business here. So you can see that the varieties on the left, that in the end will be the best varieties for this site, generally, with almost without exception, had less defoliation. So defoliation is a real key this year. We had substantial defoliation in some of these varieties. This is that site. This is taking Fibermax 2322 GL, which is one that has very low defoliation, and looking at one of the high defoliating varieties, typically Delta Pine 1614 B2XF. So this is what the field looked like. In fact, at Floydada, very few plots had leaves by early October. There was a massive defoliation. Good pressure. So here we're going with lint yields. So the black line, everything above the black line were in the best yield groups. So we had good yields with Fibermax 2334 GLT, Fibermax 2322 GL, Fibermax 1830 GLT, Cropland Genetics 3226 B2XF, Fibermax 2484 B2F, Stoneville 4747 GLB2, and Phytogen 243 Wide Strike RF. And all of these are varieties. They're not experimental lines, and all have been pretty consistent, good verticillium wilt varieties. So this is a fairly typical test result. Notice that in terms of experimentals, there's really no new experimentals that would be coming out for varieties this next year in terms of the experimentals we received that look competitive. So basically for this coming year, if you're trying to look at a variety, the good old standbys are still the best choices. And this is where you include the lint yield times the loan value. And we had dreadful micronares at this site, very low micronares. And so lint yield was the value was pretty badly reduced on some of these varieties. And you can see now that list is even shorter of what we would consider the top varieties at that site. It's Fibromax 2334 GLT, Fibromax 2322 GL, Fibromax 1830 GLT, and Cropland Genetics 3226 B2XF. So we do these tests, and I have this large data set. And so I looked at the material from 2014 to 2017, one large combined analysis. And the number of entries that had what I would call A-level wilt ratings was 48 out of, I don't know how many hundreds are in that data set. So 48 all had what we'd call good wilt ratings. And of that 48, 11 of those had good defoliation ratings. Okay, so those are what I would call the AA ones. And of those 11, 6 had top level yield. So now these are the AAAs. And if you throw in quality on top of that, the winners at the end of this, and some have had very limited testing, were Fibromax 2484 B2 Flex, Fibromax 2322 GL, and with limited testing, Next Gen 3640 XF. We've got a lot fewer data sets on that particular next-gen variety because I think last year was the first year we started looking at it. But at least for the limited data sets, it came out very well. So for whatever that's worth, defoliation reduces your list considerably and then yield even further. Okay, I'm going to move on to bacterial blight. It's been a large problem in the last few years across the cotton belt as a whole. Definitely the last 2 years, the Southern High Plains has had a growing problem with bacterial blight. And, the losses are somewhere there, a bale of cotton in some of these fields. I mean, we're not talking a little bit of lint here. We're talking, 400 or 500 pounds of lint if you happen to get a bad situation in your field. So I think there's enough inoculum out there now that anybody is at risk if you're growing a susceptible variety. This is the symptoms of bacterial blight. On the underside of the leaf, you'll see water soaking. You can see it running down the veins sometimes in a water-soaked pattern if you're not familiar with it. This is some bole rot pictures that Jason Woodward took and put together. So you can see the symptoms on the bole, staining of the lint. It does get into the seed or can get into the seed, and that's been one of the problems. I've had a number of bags of seed when I've tested things that actually have bacterial blight on the seed that develop little isolated pockets of problems wherever that variety's planted in my tests once in a while. So it's an issue, and it's not getting better. There's a lot of it around. We have in general, most of the varieties that we plant now across the cotton belt are susceptible. You did see a nice reduction in susceptible varieties this past year. You saw people starting to pay attention to whether their varieties had blight resistance, and we're seeing maybe a little downward trend in that. That would be good. Resistant varieties. I inoculate my trials. I grow the bacteria. I've got this tryptocase soy broth that I put in these flasks. I grow the bacteria for a day and a half on a shaker, and then I add two of those flasks to a 50-gallon tank. I add this silhouette that helps move it into the plant, and then we make the application at 50 gallons to the acre. It's a simple, very quick procedure to set up and run. This is a spraying Phytogen last year, a Phytogen nursery with their tractor. So you can see it's a heavy application of water, but it's very simple to produce large quantities of this bacteria. And these are our combined results from two tests that we did last year. Phytogen 499 Wide Strike Flex is a susceptible check, as is NextGen 3406 B2XF. Both had 100% incidence of blight. Some of the new varieties that were also highly susceptible were NextGen 4601 B2XF, Cropland Genetics 3527 B2XF, Delta Pine 1725 B2XF, and Delta Pine 1835 B2XF. Moderately susceptible were two older phytogen varieties, 312 and 444, and a new NextGen 4792XF. Partially susceptible was NextGen 3780 B2XF and Delta Pine 1612 B2XF. Partially resistant is the very popular Delta Pine 1646 B2XF and Phytogen 243 Wide Strike Flex. And then some of the new resistant varieties, Delta Pine 1820 B3XF, NextGen 4777 B2XF, Delta Pine 1639 B2XF, Delta Pine 1851 B3XF, NextGen 4689 B2XF, NextGen 5711 B3XF, Delta Pine 1845 B3XF, Delta Pine 1840 B3XF, and then almost all the new phytogen and list entries are resistant to bacterial blight, including 490, 300, 330, 340, and 450. So they almost all of the new phytogen ones are resistant. And I want to thank my sponsors for this work. The Plains Cotton Improvement Program has been wonderful about supporting my bacterial blight efforts for the last 18 consecutive years. And then Texas Cotton State Support, and then we have also a NEFA project, an IPM project that helps fund some of the work we do. So, and my producers, Ron Graves, Glenn Scher, and Roy Johnson, who helped with the verticillium wilt trials. Thank you. Yes, ma'am. The soil. With the farmers' verticillium trials, no. Those are all center pivot trials, and the producers manage those fields as they do. So, no, I don't have any information on that. The bacterial blight trial would have been probably, well, Jane Deaver manages that one, so I don't know exactly what rates she asked for a fertilizer on that. Nitrogen deficiency was not obvious. There was no fertilizer deficiencies that were obvious at the sites. I will have the variety results posted at our Lubbock website as soon as Phytogen gives me their new variety list. So I'm waiting for one company yet to tell me what experimentals are becoming varieties, and as soon as I have that, then that variety list will be out for general consumption. So, and the results from our verticillium wilt trials, all three locations. So, thank you.